Hey guys, it's Nick from 50 Campfires, and this is our 2017 Gear of the Year Award Show, recorded on December 21st, 2017. It's our chance to award and acknowledge some of the best gear that we've tried out over the course of the year, and always one of our favorite shows to do. Hope you enjoy.
What's happening?
It's like it's snowing outside.
We are here for a repeat performance of last year.
Repeat performance.
Gear of the Year. Pretty excited.
What's up, everybody? It is Nick from 50 Campfires.
And Clint from 50 Campfires. I'm here to talk about our favorite gear from the entire year. Are you excited?
Well, first of all, I'd like to wish you a happy winter solstice.
Ah, the shortest day of the year where the sun's going down here at, what, like 4:30? Or something like that?
It sure is.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal. It's dark before we even leave the office, which I'm not into so much.
Which is not the complete reason why we're here. We are here for the 2017 50 Campfires Gear of the Year. If you're familiar with Clint and myself, you probably rarely see us dressed like this. I'm normally in a hoodie and
never.
Jeans.
But this is a big deal.
It is.
Gear of the Year is a big deal. This is the fifth year
of Gear of the Year
that we've awarded Gear of the
Year.
Hey,
Joseph. Hey, Doreen.
To our favorite products. These are all products that we've had this year. It's all stuff that we had in-house, stuff we have personal experience with, stuff that was innovative in some interesting way. Some of the products, pretty groundbreaking. Some of it, just incredible design.
If you subscribe to the 50 Campfires magazine, we just sent out the magazine with our full Gear of the Year selections.
You should check your inbox. Follow
and
along.
Also, I posted a link in the comments below. We spent a lot of time crafting this year's Gear of the Year awards. So I'm just going to give you a little sneak peek of it. You don't have to zoom in, Jeff.
Joseph,
really
what's happening?
To.
Grandpa Terry, what's happening?
Hey, Doreen.
Doreen, what's going
so
on?
So I sourced this wood. Cameraman Jeff and I drove up to central Minnesota. We found a barn that was coming down. This wood was milled on the property where the trees grew. The barn stood there for more than 100 years.
That's crazy to me.
Took the wood back, sanded it, polished it, put the plaques on.
This piece of wood supported a barn that supported a family.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
For so long. For more than one generation.
Oh, look at it. It's my wife and daughter are on as well. This is beautiful.
Oh, wow. What's happening?
So without further ado, the 2017 Year of the Year. We got a lot to get to.
Let's get into it. If you are into outdoor gear, this is probably what you want to watch for the next 20-ish minutes.
I would say.
Yeah, something like that. We have 20-plus products that we're going to burn through, and we are going to get started with
the Coast A8R.
The Coast A8R. R is a very cool product.
It's a flashlight.
Yeah.
You and I have a lot of flashlights from Coast, and we joke a lot that we've got a flashlight for just about every occasion.
You could open a store up.
That's a bad idea. I like this gig that we're doing. I like these people.
We could make a lot of money.
Hey, Julie says we're looking sharp. I'll take it.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Grandpa Terry thinks we have shorts on. Untrue. So Coast's A8R, what we really liked about this is that it's pocket size. It is a great amount of personal light, and the recharging system is like this cap that pops right on the back.
It's a pen light, and there's two sizes, and the smallest one literally weighs 1 ounce.
Yes.
So you forget you even have it in your pocket. You need a little bit of light to grab something. Awesome. Awesome product.
Is that a Coast in your pocket? No, I'm just happy to see you.
Wow. Wow. You're going there with the joke.
Sorry. All right. Next product.
Already totally inappropriate and out of control.
You're welcome.
All right. Second product. What we got going on?
Next product is the Ramp Shot. You love this.
This is one of my favorite products, you guys, out of this entire year. So every summer, there are all sorts of companies that are like, I'm creating the new backyard game that all the kids are going to play and everyone's going to love it. And a lot of those are misses. It's probably happened to you where you pick up a game at the store, bring it home, play it once. Ramp Shot was not like that at all. My friends got addicted to it immediately. Anytime my wife and I went anywhere, I'd get a text, make sure you throw Ramp Shot in the car. Make sure you grab Ramp Shot.
So something that I liked about this game is that it packs up pretty compactly.
Yep.
For something that lays out, it just kind of stacks on itself and self-contains the balls that you play with.
Only need about 15 feet to play it, and it's also a blast to play in the snow because there's a little bit more diving. So
Jeff wants to know where the Smith hot dogs on the list are.
Oh!
Maybe next year. They were delicious, but
They were hit around the whole office.
Oh, man, we lost our computer again. That's all right. No big deal. All right, so next up, you ready to keep moving on?
I'm ready to keep moving along. We got a lot of products to talk about.
All right, so I'm going to flip this. It is the Man Can Picnic Kit.
Man Can!
Oh, my goodness gracious. So what we both liked about this was that...
Is it has to do with beer?
That is one of the things we both liked about it, yes. But you and I have both been with the craft brewery explosion. We've had growlers filled.
Yeah.
Carrying around glass growlers with us.
Correct.
As soon as you open it, your beer goes flat. Ugh.
And this has a CO... It's like a little mini keg. It's got its own CO2 unit. It's got a tap. And so you and I both have one. We've both been using it. It's not something that I fill up every single day, but for a special occasion or if we're going to a picnic or a backyard barbecue or something like that, it's really fun to roll in with a man can full of some kind of IPA from your favorite brewery.
Yes, it comes in 64 and 128 ounces. And as we've been going along, I've been posting links below or off to the side, depending on how you're looking at this, that actually link directly to the 50 Campfires website so you can see our full review. See what we actually really loved about it. Watch
Correct.
A video of Clint and I in warmer times.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, pretty into it.
Man can.
All right, next. Luminade 2-in-1.
Luminade 2-in-1. So these guys made a big splash via a Kickstarter campaign several years ago.
It is.
A little Spock cube light that you blow up.
Inflatable light.
Charges up with a solar panel on the top. And they really amped it up this year. They have the Luminade 2-in-1. That is it's got a 5-amp charger for your phone on it. And it's bright.
Merry Christmas, Jeff.
We used it on the last camping trip, field trip. And it kicks out the light, man. Like, surprisingly, there are 5 levels of light on it. It's a very efficient solar panel, so it charges up easily. We would just toss it on the dash.
Eric loves this Luminade. You know what I was really impressed with?
This
light
is sweet.
And it seems like a small thing, but... We've dealt with a lot of solar units.
Yeah.
That thing would actually charge just under the lights in the office.
Yeah.
We had it on my desk, and all of a sudden it started blinking. And I'm like, there's no sun. It was from the lights.
They put a really high-quality solar panel on it.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Sorry, we're trying to keep up with you and keep up with ourselves at the same time. All right. The Tensile Connect.
You're all about this thing.
Tensile.
Yeah.
Tensile.
Yeah. Your kids
so
love this
Tensile
product.
Tensile makes... hammock tents. The first time that we saw this product, I didn't think it was real. I should also point out that
all the pictures
that we're sharing are actually the product that we used this year. I love this photo shoot. We did a photo shoot with all the products in the warehouse next door.
Yep.
And took all the products as dirty and as beat up as they were and said, these are what I want to take a picture of. I don't want to take a picture of a new product. I'd rather look at the actual one that we used.
None of them are brand new.
Had fun with.
some of them have been in use for the entire year.
Tensile Connect is a two-person hanging hammock tent. Imagine a treehouse in the sky. It's got a rain fly that goes over the
Super
top.
Super cool.
Of it. Not as difficult to set up as you would think it is by looking at it.
A little bit of walking ratchet around, strap, find three strap. Trees.
Yeah. It's a super cool product. If you have kids or if you're looking for a way to get up off the ground.
Kids will flip out.
It's like a hammock and a tent all mixed into one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome product.
Next up.
Oh my gosh, I'm almost out of breath. This is awesome.
Next up, the EcoZoom Versa Rocket Stove. If you guys are familiar with, you have to be familiar with rocket stoves at this point because we've been talking about this thing all year long. I've used it quite a few different times. Rocket stove, put the wood in the bottom, flames shoot out like bonkers out the top.
Shoot out, it's hot, with a small amount of fuel.
Literally like a couple pine cones and twigs, and you have enough flame to roast eggs, which is what...
Nothing left.
And it burns down to just like, camera Jeff said, just a fine white powder.
Jeff is
crazy efficient.
Not cameraman Jeff. Jeff online is chiming in right now that he recommends Coast flashlights to all of his friends.
It gets a great product.
Crystal, the Tensile... Don't be afraid to turn it. It's not like you're gonna fall out of it. It's a tent.
No, there's a you can't fall.
It's got supports, it's awesome.
But there's a roof over the top of it.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
They do make a product
make a hammock that does not have a top.
Yeah, that does not have the top. But that one does. So
it does.
Yeah, you'd be just fine.
All right, so this EcoZoom rocket stove, good price, really well built.
Yeah.
Small amount of fuel, cooked.
$100, built like a tank. Camera Jeff and I hauled it way out to this creek. We're frying up eggs in it. The thing is awesome.
And I apologize for being so distracted down here and up here.
Well, you're the producer.
I am.
So I'm going to keep it going. All right. What? All right.
All right. So next, we are moving on to. I love how you're just like tossing, turning and burning, bro.
Next.
Sunskis. So I've been wearing these sunglasses for a while now. The thing that I love about them.
You're all about these.
Well,
you love these.
There's lots of things I love about them. One, it's actually really great lenses, right? They make a polarized UV lens. They're fairly inexpensive. It's like a $50, $50 to $100 pair of sunglasses, depending on the model that you get. And this year, this is really why they got the award, in my opinion, is they came out with a $5 lens replacement kit.
That's so sweet.
So you see how I treat my sunglasses. I throw them on the on the dash of the car in my backpack. I probably don't
you could be a little more careful.
Off the face in the case.
You get pretty reckless on the road.
For $5, I got new lenses that I can pop in.
And you have to be. You don't have to be all super nervous about them.
No.
Yeah. No, very nice shades.
They're worth the investment. The lenses are great. We've worn them all over the country. Love them.
Next product. Time to talk about undies.
Nope.
That's what I have.
That is not correct.
All right.
That is an advertisement.
Oh, that's from the magazine. Look at you confusing me.
Holy smokes.
Next up is which one here?
That is the Nemo Philo HQ Travel Pillow.
The Nemo Philo HQ Travel Pillow. So there was a picture that went out on Instagram of both of us zonked out using this thing on the plane.
So you've probably seen pillows that are for sale in airports that kind of wrap around your neck like a donut. And then there's a gap right here.
Can I just say that one of my huge pet peeves is that everybody wears those the wrong way. They have the thick part in the back of their head, and so they're sitting on the plane and their head's forward like this. Those are things they should be designed to wear, have the thick part up front under your chin and hold your head up so you're just out like a light. And that's what this thing does really well.
Velcros around your neck, and we found two uses for them. We fly a lot on our trips, great on the plane, even better in the car.
Yeah.
Right? So we're on a road trip, Clint's driving, I'm zonked out. I'm driving, Clint's zonked out.
Yep, they're
cameraman Jeff
fantastic.
Is just on a constant snooze pattern in the back.
They're very lightweight. There's a little zippered pouch on them, which you can have. You can put an eye mask and earplugs in mine. So I'm all ready to just do the whole deal.
Yeah, what a great travel.
Yeah, I'm the guy on the plane that looks ridiculous because I got the eye mask on, I got it all going on.
Plus Nemo is a really cool company up in New England. Oh, yes, it is inflatable.
No, this is not
inflatable.
No, this is
not inflatable. No.
No.
That one is not.
The Nemo neck pillow.
The Nemo regular camp pillow is inflatable. That one is not.
Correct.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff, for really screwing up our flow. All right, so.
Next up.
Oh, is the.
Vildu
Kempa Box.
Vildu Kempa Box, which has served us well in so many different ways.
It is a mess kit.
It is a mess kit that you end up with.
Lots of pieces.
You have lots of pieces.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
You can use a thing as a bowl.
There's a cutting board.
There's
a spork.
There's a seasoning shaker. Pretty sharp spork.
A small cup and a big cup.
The seasoning shaker has three compartments.
It sure does.
Which is awesome. I like to put smoked paprika.
Roy just chimed in and said we look good.
Roy.
It's the suit, we know. Yes. So, but,
Vildu Kempa Box.
We had many uses for those cups, didn't we?
Yep. Stop wasting all the paper plates, y'all. Vildu Kempa Box.
Yeah.
It's pretty small. Yeah, we've used it. We forgot cups one time, and we used both of the containers as drinking cups to mix a couple cocktails hanging out into the evening.
The ice melted much quicker because it was so hot outside.
Yeah, but it worked. But it worked fine.
Yes. All right, back to our friends at Nemo. So this is the Nemo Stargaze Recliner. This is, I guarantee, going to be one of the hottest products of this next year.
Agreed, 100%. Mainly, in my opinion, because it completely redefines the category of what you think a camping chair is.
That's correct.
Go over to your grandpa and grandma's house and sit on the swing on the porch, and you're like, this is the best thing ever. I wish I could bring it camping. Guess what? You can.
Even better. No, this chair has like a suspension system
that
allows you to lean back and look up at the stars.
That's true.
So you push back in it. When you're done, it automatically raises you back up again.
My favorite part is the swing part.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
We right? both like two different things about the chair.
We both like the chair. It's weird that we like it for different reasons. That never happens.
But
to
we
us.
Did have it in doing a little bit of stargazing in Acadia, which was fantastic. On the beach.
Oh man, we've had so many great trips this
that
year.
That was
it's gear of the year, but it's also kind of this like time where I'm feeling a little sad and happy because this is our last live show of the year.
That's true. That's true. And all this gear we've had with us at four different locations throughout the year with Camera Jeff and with Camera Kylie. It was really, really, really a great year, you guys. I'm so excited for 2018.
We had a great year.
Yeah.
So this year, Zippo, yes, that Zippo, the lighter company, added onto their lineup with more great fire and heat products.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that really caught our eye was the Typhoon Match Kit. You and I have been a big fan of kind of robust matches for a while.
These are absolutely
robust match.
These are pretty hardcore matches. They look intense. Oh, there you got them on the screen right there. But they're you can light them and stick them into the water while they're lit.
Yes.
And pull them out and they keep burning.
And they're in a waterproof container. Even the striker on the bottom has a cover that covers it up so it doesn't get wet.
Yeah.
And which is awesome.
You get a full kind of 45-second, pretty intense burn. So if you have some other tinder, you can set that underneath there. That just a pretty smart, like I like the word, the phrase that you like to use. It's kind of like a little cheap insurance policy, just yes. to make sure you can kind of throw
always
in your pack.
Have more than one way to light
forget
a fire.
About it. They're never going to get wet because of the container, but if they do, it doesn't even matter.
Yes. Ooh, they get those get Outdoor Bill 5 stars.
Yeah, they're nice.
Outdoor Bill 5 stars. All right. So you know what? You know what? I would have never thought I would have said. That the world needs another cooler. This year we came across the OtterBox Venture Cooler. And mm-hmm. I saw this at an outdoor retailer show, and there's a few things that I loved about it.
You spotted it before me.
First of all, it's true to size. So if it says it's a 45-quart cooler, that's actually the
They're
inside
talking
size.
About the inside.
Not the outside.
Some other large roto-molded manufacturers quote the outside.
That is correct.
That's frustrating.
Not true for the OtterBox.
I want my 45 quarts of space.
The other things that I really like are just the thought that goes into the build. So the handles themselves aren't hand crushing. They're molded in place.
Right.
They make a bunch of different accessories for the cooler. They make
cutting
boards.
And you can see a little bit on that picture on the right side.
Yes. They even make a clip-on spot where you can clip on the other OtterBox cases to the outside of the cooler.
Sure.
So you have a place to keep your phone or your keys when you're hanging out with your cooler.
And they boast... 2 weeks of ice.
What do you need to keep cold for 2 weeks?
Well, you know, it depends on, you know, wife kicks me out of the house. I got to live in the woods for 2 weeks.
Oh, yes, that makes a lot of sense.
I don't know. But I love that they're that hardcore. They're nice.
Totally.
And they're competitively priced. It's not like they rolled in with this.
No, a crazy expensive.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
So if you're just joining us, this is the 2017 50 Campfires Gear of the Year Awards. We're a ways through. It's going to be recorded. You'll be able to go back and just watch us over and over again wearing these amazing tuxedos from Tip Top Tux.
I'm going to take just one quick second. Yeah, Tip Top Tux, same company that hooked us up last year. And they were literally right across the parking lot from our old space. But they are also in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Nebraska. So
they just opened up a bunch of places in Texas too, they said.
Did they really? They're super cool. They were mellow.
Super cool guys.
I hit them up on Facebook and they're like, that was super fun last year. Let's do it again. So thanks again for Tip Top Tux for hooking us up. Next product is literally, so I'm pretty active on Reddit. And a lot of times people are like, hey, you know, what should I bring for food? I'm going to be backpacking. I need something freeze-dried, and I'm like, you don't want to go freeze-dried. You want to go
dehydrated.
So
this is an area where you and I can both agree. We both love to eat.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do. If I could eat just full-time for the rest of my life.
Oh, don't do that.
I probably would.
I don't think you'd be camping as much.
That's true.
I think you're going
to. I just wanted to really put an emphasis on
how much I love. That's a spiral you're
going
to go down.
I love food. So Good to Go, we visited them with them when we were up in New England this year.
That was so fun.
Jen, the chef, won the Iron Chef competition.
Yeah, she did.
And now is making these amazing package meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. I never thought of it this way, but she used them when we were with her as like a meal starter.
Yeah.
Right? She made the package meal and then also added chicken to it or added really, really, really.
Really? I mean, how good was that meal, Camera Jeff, that she... lights out, lights out.
Just think about it right now.
Yeah. Yep. And the other thing I like about them.
Shower, can I think about this?
So, so they're like I said, they're good to go. They're dehydrated versus freeze dried. Just try them out. Try them out. Get a packet or two next time you're at REI or wherever you might see them. And I think you'd be pretty blown away. And but I will say that the when it says serving size two, it's really it's a legit two people.
Eric says, as a New Englander, he also highly endorses New England brands and wants you to go get good to go. So it's not just Clint and I telling you. Don't trust two guys in a tuxedo.
My wife and I, there have been more than one meal that we couldn't finish. I mean, that's like a legit for two people serving.
Oh, good to go is actually thanking cameraman Jeff for the thumbs up.
Oh, they're on. Sweet.
They're one of the few people in the world that knows what cameraman Jeff looks like.
That's true.
Please don't ever share pictures.
That's true. That's true, because nobody gets to know.
Well, no, I don't want him to go back to his modeling career.
They're cool as hell, too, right? They were really fun to hang out with.
They were very cool.
No question about it.
All right, next up, Duluth Trading Company Fire Hose Pants.
You are hot on these pants.
So the first time that I came across Duluth Trading Company, I'm not going to lie, I've told the story before, my perception of Duluth Trading was as a working man's brand.
Sure.
You're outside working on power lines, cutting down trees. You're a tough guy that has to be outside working full time.
You're none of those things.
I'm none of those things. Or a tuxedo on a Thursday because I can't. No.
Right.
What I quickly came to realize is that anything that's built well enough for hardcore working men is probably awesome for campus.
But you know what the endorsement was for me? A certain someone that we know got stuck in the ditch at your cabin. And you were crawling around you were crawling around in the snow with these things on, and you were pretty impressed.
So the way that the weave
is, you had a lot to say about
them. I've got four different models of these pants that I've gone out and bought myself. I purchased all of them myself with my own dollars. and one of my favorite, some tough pants, agree, Grandpa Terry. One of my favorite pairs of them are the flannel fleece line.
Yeah.
Because it's a bonded fleece.
Sure.
So there's no gap in between the fire hose material and the fleece. And they wear is better than snow pants.
And it feels like you're wearing pajamas on the inside. So yeah.
I'm always wearing pajamas on the inside.
So, but yeah, and we went down there for the store opening with Camera Jeff.
Yes.
Very nice store.
Yes.
Fun assortment of outdoor gear. So yeah, if you ever get a chance to drop into a Duluth Trading Company, highly recommend.
Okay.
You're going to spend money, though. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
So next is the Victorinox Swiss Army VX Touring. This is luggage.
Sweet bag.
But it's stuff that's really built. It's built ruggedly.
Yeah.
We've got different sizes of these bags. We have hauled them all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We have hauled them through airports, across trails, in and out of tents, in and out of all sorts of vehicles.
Beat the heck out of it
swamp,
in the desert.
Through the desert. Yeah. To the top of mountains, to the lowest place in the northern hemisphere.
And the one that's shown there is the
VX Touring Duffel.
Yep, and I have the XL or the X. What the big one is?
It comes in two different sizes.
Yeah,
they're real
sweet. And on the back side of it, which I thought was really nice, which you didn't need in the desert, but was nice on other trips, is that there's two little zippered compartments in the back of this. That's a dry bag.
Yeah. So if you have wet shoes or
swimming or
socks,
anything like that, or a towel you didn't have a chance to dry up because you got to get back in the car and go shoot all day long and you want to die because it's not that bad.
I never want to die.
But it's nice to have an extra space to not make all your other clothes wet and stinky. So very, very nice bags.
That is correct.
Absolutely
all right,
love
so
them.
Next is the Kwikset Escape. Well, that was a boomerang.
It was a boomerang.
So Kwikset is a company that is owned by Clam. You may be familiar with Clam.
They're not far from us.
No, it's an ice fishing brand. But they came out with summer shelters.
Makes a lot of sense, right?
This is a no-see-em mesh. Super easy. They incorporated the same technology that they put in their ice houses.
Pop out.
Just like, and it all folds down into this compact bag. We carried this to
That was on
Kentucky.
The Great...
Kentucky.
Was that a Kentucky Bourbon Trail? Or was it Great River Road?
Great River Road.
Yeah, because we had this thing set up on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain.
We sure did.
Which was awesome.
I'd go back there right now. Is it warm down there? If anyone's on Lake Pontchartrain, tell me if it's warm.
If you're there,
here it's snowing.
Send pics. Send pics.
Hang on.
I'm sure it's awesome.
You ready for this effect?
Hey!
It's snowing a little bit outside.
Look at
I get
that.
To show. Sorry.
So also, every review I've seen of this thing online, they fare very well in reviews. People are loving the fact that Clam switched over, started making summer outdoor products. It just makes a lot of sense. They're all set up.
They're
to do
built
it.
Well. They're pretty reasonably priced.
They're big.
And it's big. No CM mesh keeps the bugs out.
Easily goes over a picnic table.
Yes. Outdoor Bill gives that one 5 stars as well.
Yeah.
I like how Outdoor Bill's kind of chiming in with his stars.
The price is right on them. That's what I like about them. It's not a crazy price at all.
No. All right. Sorry, man. This is a lot of work for me over here.
Are you? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Next up is going to be the LifeStraw Universal Kit. This is an adapter kit where you can take this thing and it fits on 4 or 5 or 6 other types of popular water bottles. And for me, this was pretty cool because I'm still toting around a Nalgene bottle that I have been using since college.
You took around a lot of things you've been using since college.
I really should drop some baggage. I really should grow up and, you know, I agree. But a bottle that I like, you know, emotional attachment to this thing. I've been using it forever. And so they have it screws right on the top of it. And then your Nalgene bottle or your Hydro Flask.
Whatever
it might be. Turns into a water filter.
A full-on portable water filter.
Yeah.
I've been actually using these with my kids as well. Like, not that they're going to some dangerous place, mm-hmm. encouraging them to drink water from the stream.
Yep.
But some of those nasty park, like rusty.
Well, when we're in the desert, like sometimes we'd be like out of water and in the middle of nowhere, and then there's a little spigot outside that you maybe wouldn't let your
Dan
dog drink
Clam
from.
Dan from Clam is on right now.
Dan!
Honored to receive the 50 Campfires Gear of the Year.
What's going on, Dan?
Yes, of course.
Great product.
All right,
so LifeStraw Universal.
Earlier this year, I encountered some guys from Canada that are running
stick
a company.
In the wall behind me.
Running a company called Boulder Denim. And Boulder Denim was founded by two young climbers, like rock climbers, mm-hmm. From Canada. They got themselves in an Airstream trailer and did a full North American tour getting people to try on their jeans.
Really?
Yeah, really cool.
That's pretty
awesome.
They actually
built out the inside of the Airstream. The back wall of the inside of the Airstream was a climbing wall that you could put on the jeans and see how they moved.
That's
as you climb the wall.
Really awesome. I don't know a ton about this product, but you're all about
so
it.
So they flex, they move with you.
Okay.
It's a spandex denim blend.
Yeah.
But they've worked in some pretty cool features. In the inside of the left pocket, there's a zipper pocket that's big enough to hold an iPhone Plus.
Really? Nice.
So literally, if you're hanging upside down, you've got a place
to
put your phone, zip it up, your keys, whatever, and it stays with you.
That's sweet.
My point of view was, even though I am not a climber, the idea of being able to have a pair of pants that like move, like bending down to start a fire or go
hiking.
But
you do cartwheels a lot, just when you're kind of outside.
Only when I'm really excited.
Yeah, surprisingly good. Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So Boulder Denim, really cool product.
Love it.
Which makes me think that if we were to eat too much food off this next product, we wouldn't be able to fit into them.
Yeah, but they're a little bit of stretch in it. You'd be just fine.
I'd be just fine.
Next up is the Camp Chef Rainier Campers Combo.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
We've just been calling it the Rainier Combo.
So we've brought this on at least two field trips.
Yes.
Here's the thing about all the Camp Chef stoves, okay?
Go ahead. Give it to me straight.
I'll lay it to you straight.
Yeah, do it.
I'm just going to drop straight numbers. That's all I'm talking about. Hop online and start looking at BTUs. Okay? That's it. It makes it really hard to buy any other kind of stove when you start comparing the power that's out there.
And
that's what's insane about
these
things.
The Rainier Combo has got a straight-up burner. It's got a griddle, and it has a grill attachment all built into one unit.
It's probably on here.
You can't read that far away. You know that.
You're
pretending. He's pretending right now, everyone.
Yeah, but it's literally, it's like 18,000 BTUs total or something like that.
So
it's
JB... JB and Grandpa Terry both agree that Camp Chef makes some awesome stuff.
I've
got one of their pellet grills as well. I'm going to be smoking a prime rib this weekend for Christmas on it.
Kind of into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably going to drop by.
Please don't.
I'll be with Camera Jeff.
All right, so
we're going to be hungry.
This last year, you and I have started to change our footwear preferences in the way that we've been kind of approaching hiking.
I've had a little bit of an influence on you in this department.
Nope.
I think so. I think I've started talking about zero drop heels, how it's a little bit better for your feet, a little bit more stability, a little bit more comfortable once you get used to it.
These are the Ultra Lone Peak 3.5, We also own the Ultra Lone Peak 3s.
We do.
They are a zero drop trail running shoe that comes in both a low and a mid.
Love them.
And a waterproof mid.
Love them.
Not waterproof, but it's a Neo Ultra. If you're on, tell us what it's made of. Neo Shell?
And that's what we were wearing when we got up at, I think, 2:30 a.m. with Coast.
Yes.
And went to the base of Cadillac Mountain and did a very strenuous hike up in pitch dark.
In those shoes.
And it was, they're awesome.
Yes. I wear them.
They're awesome.
They're my day-to-day shoes. I'm not going to lie.
There's something about the specific, like, if a hiking boot is, if the sole is too firm, it's not great for scrambling over rock.
Or it feels like you're in a high heel shoe.
Yeah, it'll still slip. These were perfect because it was pretty rugged, some parts
Neo Shell, I was correct. Thank you, Ultra. I knew that they might be watching. It is a Neo Shell.
Yeah. They're...
Congratulations, you guys.
Killer,
we love these shoes.
Easy, easy, easy award to give.
Yes. Grandpa Terry agrees that a zero drop shoe is where it's at.
Ooh, yeah.
I disagree with him there.
He's a hip cat, man. I'm telling you.
He is. Oh,
he knows what time it is.
Where am I?
Oh, are we getting into camera Jeff's one of his favorite products?
His favorite products. This is the travel chair sleep tight cot. A couple years ago, that's cameraman Jeff with the thumbs up on that one. It's kind of hard to see in this picture, but. What it is a camping cot that is the way that it like pops out and flexes tight. It provides super awesome support.
Yep. Very, very small, very light. I mean, the fact that you, I mean, the bag is about this big. So, I mean, the fact that you can toss that right into your pack, it's not a very imposing item to bring with. And the level, because we have to have, we can't run around and shoot all day and not sleep like babies at night, because otherwise those trips would be just horrible.
I want to give a shout out to Ultra. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Congratulations on the award.
Absolutely.
I want to say congratulations actually to all of our winners today, because this is truly gear that we've spent a whole year with.
Yeah.
We love it. Gear is so important to us.
Yep.
It allows us to have the adventures we have, go the places we go, feel as great as we do in the morning from the sleep, or as excited as we do to eat, or whatever.
Ultras are what... that's what I ran my half marathon in as well. They made their running shoes are amazing.
All right. Well, let's move on. We've got lots of brands.
But I love Ultra.
Here.
I want to keep talking about them.
So the Sleep Tight Cot is a great improvement over their Sleep Right Cot, I think. Smaller. Cameraman Jeff loves it. It's his go-to cot.
Yep. They went from five or six braces down to four. Significantly easier to set up and use. Absolutely fantastic design. Like
so,
I said,
Outdoor Bill's looking for a close-up shot of one of the awards. Okay. So if you missed me pitching the idea of what the award is, cameraman Jeff and I traveled to central Wisconsin where a barn was coming down. Yeah. Let's see how cool this wood is. This is over, it's like 150-year-old wood that we have sanded and varnished and made pretty again, all in the name of 50 Campfires Gear of the Year Award.
Where can people see that video that you and Jeff made?
I posted it. It was the first video and the first comments I made on this broadcast.
Okay.
But I will upload it directly to the Facebook page either this evening or tomorrow morning.
The video is great. You guys did an awesome job. You guys did most of the work on those. I varnished a few, but I was working on other things. If you get a chance, watch the video that camera Jeff made for their process of making these awards. Super cool. Super cool.
All right.
Next product's your jam.
It sure is. So
literally.
So these are the Braven Fly Sport. The Fly Sport come in a couple different versions. There's a Reflect, there's a Power, there's all these different versions. But when they're built for the way that people use their headphones.
You were raving about these for like 3 days nonstop.
Some are built for runners, some are built for travelers, some are built for just people that want to jam out. The thing that I love about these headphones. I have tried multiple pairs of wireless headphones this year. Mm-hmm. I have sent the majority of them back to the company without being willing to review them.
Yeah.
Because I've been so disappointed in the sound quality. People put their attention into, long battery life or super comfortable.
Yep.
But then you put them on, you listen to them, and you're like.
I've listened to a couple of them. Some of them was like.
What is this tin cup?
I wouldn't give these to my five-year-old nephew. Like, they're so brutal.
So bad. But the Braven Fly Sport are awesome.
Phenomenal sound quality.
Really love them. I've been traveling with them. I've traveled on multiple international flights with them. Multiple thumbs up. Shout out to the guys and gals at Braven.
All their products are good.
Yes, they're
great company.
Speakers are awesome. You are just whipping through. I got to catch up to you over here. Sorry, bro.
We are rolling into which one here on this
Dreischer.
Which side? Dreischer. So I wrote an article a couple months ago that was all about smelly feet and how to not have smelly feet. And my three-pronged approach. You got to do all three things. And one of them is you absolutely, absolutely have to dry your shoes out every single night. And I'm talking like dry as a bone. And if you're like, nah, my shoes dry out overnight, they don't. They don't. Not if you wear them every single day. They might feel a little bit dry, but trust me, they're a little bit damp. And if you keep going on like that, they're going to get nasto. So they have to get completely dry. Dreischer's a pretty cool product.
Why do you have wet shoes? That's the number one thing that people ask me. Like, why are your shoes wet?
It's just sweat.
Sweat. It's not like if we're walking through rivers. Just the perspiration that comes off your feet.
Unless you have a birth deformity, you don't have sweat glands on your feet, which I'm sorry, that sounds terrible. Hopefully that's not what's going on.
Cameraman Jeff suffers from that.
So they have, I want to say is it activated charcoal? Is that what it is?
No, it's silicone.
Even better.
Yes.
So the same little packets you get when you get like in electronics and things like that.
Yes.
Except it's a whole tube full of that. And the reason it's in a tube, and it's in this kind of, you can see the pattern, I think. It's this kind of hexagonal pattern that keeps it lifted up off the bottom of the shoe. So you get airflow even underneath.
Yes. So it keeps it up off the bottom so they don't just sit damp in a damp shoe and push down.
Right.
The other thing we love is that they can be recharged.
Yep.
You lay them either out in the sun, recharge them, or put them in the oven at a low temp. Can use them over and over and over again.
That's cool.
We took them through the desert with us.
Yep. And especially I'm excited to use them as we get into the winter more because winter boots get sweaty. So that's going to be nice.
Rampshot is giving us a shout out. They're happy they won an award.
You guys deserve it.
You won an award.
It's seriously, if you're looking for another summer game.
Really cool.
Look no further.
I got bad news.
What's happening?
Last product.
Really? That's it? We're already there.
We're already there.
Oh man.
It's all right. It's all right. We can do this, Clint.
This last product is a new product that we just used on this on the last field trip or two.
We've been using this bag.
Right.
The older version
That's
of it.
That's what I'm saying. But what I think is cool is that we needed a big bag when we first started it and Outdoor Bill.
So this is the Cabela's Boundary Water Duffel. For those of you that don't have the luxury of reading but lower thirds, it is a huge waterproof bag.
It's monstrous.
We pack tents,
built like a tank.
Cots, sleeping bags, chairs. We fly with it. This bag has been to both coasts,
right
down south.
It's phenomenal.
We've flown all over the country with it, and we love it.
Yeah, and it's, like we said, 100% waterproof if you're looking for something that's it's rugged. I mean, we beat the heck out of this thing.
We sure do.
Yeah. So.
And the airline beats the heck out of it. Thanks.
Thanks, airlines.
Thanks, Delta.
For challenging each other how far you can throw our bags. Really appreciate that. It's really nice of you to do that.
So with that.
With that, that's the last product. That's it.
I kind of wish it was snowing in here.
Look at that. Hey, there you go.
So I want to thank every one of you guys. I want to thank all the brands. I want to thank all the people that watch us and all the people that put up with our craziness week in and week out here at 50 Campfires. Thank you for letting us do this. This was our 2017 Gear of the Year Award Show. We will be back and starting this process all over again for 2018.
We will be taking next week off from doing the live show.
We sure will.
And so we'll be back up and running on what will probably be Tuesday?
I'll be back when I'm back. Don't call.
Well, we'll be back in the new year and looking forward to chatting up with you guys then. Have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As Nick said, thanks again for continuing to support the page and visiting the Facebook page and visiting the website that helps us keep doing everything that we're able to do. So
have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. See you guys next year. Congratulations, you guys made it all the way to the end of our 2017 Gear of the Year Award Show episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you found some gear that you'd like to check out. If you like this episode, please save and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for following along with the Daily Outdoor.